problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Bee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
We're going to figure it out, and we're going to bring that boy back.
You know what? I said, don't tell me that it's a rocky shore. Tell me how you're going to get the ship to dock.
All right, it is 7:06. Huh? Glad you're with us on this update. Great job by Trey Reed, Arkansas Game and Fish. Glad to have him.
Always.
Got coming up in this next hour or two, Craig O'Neill will be joining us, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. I want to get Chris Curry on the phone real quick, too. Ryan Silverfield, Redhead Razorback football coach, will be with us at 8:05. He's going to be down at the Rail Yard today. 6 o'clock, go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com to get your tickets. I think they're $16 a piece. If you get it, what they get you food, drink, and a chance to meet the coach, take a picture, do Q&A with him. So it's a good opportunity to, if you want to get a big, you can do it during football season. Yeah, now, I tell you, the Touchdown Club probably won't get a chance to do a picture with him. It's too big and crazy there at the Touchdown Club.
So. That's crazy talk right there. I don't even want to hear that. That's the Razorback, that's the Touchdown Club. Little Rock Touchdown Club. I guarantee you. Wes!
The other thing is that at 8:30 we're finally going to find out the story behind Hey Jude, why it's played in the fourth quarter, how it came to be a part of the Razorback marching band's tradition there. And we've got Michael Main, who is a reporter for Best of Arkansas Sports, who was a band member. And it gives a really different perspective because he was in the band. He did the research. He found out. I probably was the one who started this complaining about that song 10, 15 years ago the most, because I was there in the stands. I was there in the press box. And it just didn't fit. And so for years I've been listening to this going, why do we continue to do it? Right. We're going to find that out today. On Friday we're going to visit with and host the Deserving Dozen folks from Benton School District over at Corky's, and thanks to Joe yesterday. But right now, Roger, let's go real quick to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to the superintendent of the Malvern Schools, who we had lunch with yesterday at Corky, Janet Blair. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful. How are y'all today?
Great. First things first, you've been a listener of the show and a supporter of us for a long time and a 609er, so thank you for that right off the bat.
Y'all are so entertaining. You start my day off right.
Well, we appreciate that, and of course, we honored your Deserving Dozen yesterday and had a good meal, and every one of them stood up and talked about their history, and many of them from two decades to more than three decades. And what was the response? Did they have a good time yesterday?
Oh, they didn't stop talking about it all the way back home.
That's cool.
They're still talking about it. They're posting on Facebook. They had a great time.
Well, that's awesome. And you appreciate it, Janet. You know why we're doing this is let's recognize either the teachers are doing a great job, got to have them, can't do it without them. But there are a lot of other people who help make this thing work, and they don't get the attention. And those aren't the people you normally see standing up and talking, is it, what we saw yesterday?
That's right. They are behind-the-scenes folks, and very seldom are there opportunities for them to get recognition, and what y'all did for them yesterday was it was wonderful.
Man, it was very kind.
It was great for morale.
Sure,
and we appreciate Design Lab, Steve Qualls. We appreciate Twin City Limo, and we appreciate Joe Klein. And I just love getting to meet him.
Yeah, great guy. You know, you went to school, Roger, Small World. Janet went to school with in Newport with Charles Ballantyne. I just went blank on my running back buddy's name, but running back,
Billy Warren.
Billy Warren. I'm sorry, Billy Warren.
And
Charles Ballantyne was a great guy and was one of Joe's closest basketball teammates. And of course, we lost him unexpectedly a couple years ago, and he was one of my friends and just a great guy. I wasn't really super close with him, but when I was around, he just always fun to be around, and that was a great connection. And great to see Dana Klein show up yesterday. Yeah. And it was nice for Joe to do that, and he picked up the tab there. But the main thing, thank you for wanting to do it. You know, we threw this out there, Raj, and, hey, you superintendents, we're doing this. It doesn't cost you anything. All you do is just give us time, hop on a limo bus from Twin City Limo, and come eat free food and get you a shirt, and then let us brag on you and pat you on the back. And thanks to you, Janet, for doing that. We appreciate the superintendents out there who appreciate the entire staff out there, the folks who maybe not, getting the attention they deserve. So well done to you, and thank you for all you do. We appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate y'all.
All right, Janet.
Thank you, Janet.
Keep up the great work. Keep listening.
Have a great summer.
I will. All right.
Take care. Craig O'Neill joins. Good morning, Craig.
Ah, boy, I love it. You have a superintendent on. I know. You all are honoring those. That is fantastic.
Isn't that great? It's so much fun.
Every day is totally unpredictable.
Yeah.
With you all, it's the same way. You come in, you have no idea where this is going to go.
That's true. That is true.
And even though schools have their own particular goals in mind and what they have to do, they never know.
I tell you what we did learn yesterday, Christian, we didn't get a chance to share this, is that the buses now, every bus has a bus driver, and what was the word they kept using, Roger?
Monitor.
A monitor. So so I would say something about the, you know, don't make me get up out of this seat, you know, to the driver. Right. They go, well, now we have monitors that do that, so I don't even have to get up.
Yeah, I tell you, but I don't know if you and I are on the same page, because I'm probably wrong. I'm thinking a monitor is a camera.
Oh, I thought they meant
And you're thinking it's a person.
I thought they meant it was a person on each bus.
See, I don't know.
Janet, let us know on that. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That would be a distraction.
Well,
if you've got cameras.
Well, they don't have them. Remember, she said that. Well, I guess they do, but she goes, they're getting ready to upgrade the cameras. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, nowadays, you have to have legally.
If there's a monitor, a.k.a. muscle, that needs to quieten the teachers down, because we saw one of the bus drivers, saw a petite lady who was a bus driver who probably can hold her own, and then we saw the big dude who was a bus driver. Once he gets out of the seat, everybody just calms down.
Yeah, but it was you're wearing a Whitehall football shirt. I remember that. You and I went toe to toe, nose to nose, if you will, in the spring game a few years back. Daryl Patton invited us,
and the only reason is because I rotate my wardrobe. It was the day for the Whitehall shirt.
It was such a wonderful experience for me, because you know what? I don't think we gave up a point. I think it was the defense. Of course, Daryl Patton didn't like that.
Happy for you.
Daryl wanted to show off.
That's why Daryl retired. That's why he retired. He could not match your intensity.
Yes, it was a fun day.
Or my Shakespeare.
It was a fun day that day, for sure. As I mentioned earlier, Ryan Silverfield will be with us at 8:05. He's going to be down at the Rail Yard. Do you know where the Rail Yard is, Craig?
No, I heard you talking about it.
If you go down the Clinton Library, and if you're going right to it, and then take a right, loop-de-doop around.
What?
You know what Heifer is? Heifer International?
Oh, yeah.
So if you basically walk out the front door to Heifer, there's a little street right in front of that. There's a school there.
Now I know.
There used to be the Cathead Biscuit place used to be there.
Right.
And that building to the right of that is a big open area.
Yes, I have been there.
Yeah, and it's called the Rail Yard now. So it starts at 6, and you go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com to get your tickets.
He is so accommodating. I was with him last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And D-Mac, too. How was that?
Oh, it was terrific. And we had an auction, and he throws in 50-yard line seats, parking near the stadium.
Wow.
And what else?
Whoa.
Shower with the team.
That's a good one. Yeah, he was with Peter Burns and Chris Doering yesterday, or 2 days ago, for the SEC show they're doing. And Peter told me and Chris that he's saying all the right things. I did an interview yesterday with an Alabama station. I mean, right in the heart of Alabama country. And, of course, you know, they're not happy completely with what's going on there. It's like, come on, man. You win double digits. You don't win a national championship for a couple of years. You get mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, the perception is we don't matter. We're 16th in the rankings. So, you know.
That's why we're different than those Bama fans. You know, man, we expect it. We expect to be mediocre. But even in the paper where coach says, you know what, how many games will you win? He goes, we hope all of them. But he says if they just show improvement. So what you're saying, Baz, is that after we hear a play like this.
Boy, nothing there on third down. Now then, this is back, and McFadden will get the direct snap. Fakes it, keeps it, comes left. Watch out! He's gone! I think gets a great block and goes 73 yards.
Hey, Jude.
It doesn't fit. It's okay, see, that's working. Where you got to do a set.
You got to go to Uptown Funk.
Okay. And if you can, Christian, grab the da na 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 na, because that's the actual.
Is that what the?
That's what they actually
hook
do.
Is.
And it just, I watch it, and nobody knows what to do. It's fourth quarter. We need to be crazy, and that is what has been played for all these years. And there's a reason for it. There is a story behind the story as to why that continues to be played.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, it needs to be stopped. It needs to be stopped.
The story did not move you, I take it.
It did not. It doesn't. But it's fascinating how the story, it just, and that maybe fascinating is not the right word. Interesting how.
You know, I'll tell you the song that would work. And after reeling over the last 2 weeks, don't stop till you get enough.
Dun, 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 dun.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh,
any,
man.
Well,
listen, I've been
Thriller. I just did Thriller.
I've been to every stadium, Craig. Every stadium.
You know what he
said? At least once. Many of them, you know, 5 to 6 times over the last 13 years. And so I've seen how other colleges do it. What we need to do is get our butts over there and get the best of everybody.
Right.
And learn and try to, you know, upgrade what we're doing during the game.
You know, you and I have had more conversations about stadium celebration and what happens at a game and what goes on around the game. I bet you and I have talked about that more than any other
aspect of our
Razorback lives.
You're right. Roger, I don't know if you remember this. I came out with, hey, we're going to do some new things at War Memorial to try to enhance the
It was Basil, y'all.
So we put speakers on the outside of the stadium at War Memorial 2 hours before the game, so there'd be music out there. And then we had food things, same thing, just to create some atmosphere.
Robin Roble is a hero in this, and he got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to drive up from Clarksville and put those stadiums up in Fayetteville all around us. And he said, when he walked out of the tent that first time we ever did it, the music was bouncing off the Ozarks.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore because you got Hogtown and all that, which is fine. But we need to continue to look.
Wait, wow, wow.
What
they've
is
got
Hogtown?
They got Hogtown. It's okay.
I still think it's great when you throw sound off the stadium.
Sure.
You know, into the crowd and so anything you can do to enhance. The deal is, because, you know, again, it's time. You got to be timely with your music. You got to be timely with all the things. I tell you, one of the things they do, Roger, do you know what the Razorback Stadium PA guy does when it's time to make a big stand? What is the? Is it a bell?
No.
Is it a chime?
I don't know.
Or could it be?
Could
it be broken glass from Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I'm gonna say. Broken glass.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's anytime it's third down, which is fine. I mean, I'm saying that's not the worst. You know, I was saying, all right, it's third down.
The old bells that dong.
I think we did that
fourth quarter or last play or something like that.
I think it would be great with the Jaws theme. Dun. It's third down.
Well, again, it's got to be quick enough. It's got to be something.
Chris Stapleton's got a song.
They do play that song. By the way, too, Janet says.
Hey, Janet.
The bus monitor is a real person.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
so there is a real person that's on the bus.
Plus the driver.
Wow. Okay.
There's a person on the bus who's a monitor.
I had no idea.
Monitor.
661-1037. I was looking to Razorbacks play in the NCAA tournament in softball. They host this Friday at Bogle. And it looks like, and Christian, you can help me out. I was looking. It looks like if we come out and we win and we would host the Super Regional, I think we're playing Washington or most likely Nebraska or Washington. Probably Nebraska since it's a higher ranked team. But I'm pretty sure that would be one who's not coming, Texas. Or
good.
Oklahoma, which we knew they would.
Good.
They're hosting. Yeah, so that's as much important as who do you get as your opponent if you can come out of your own regional for the Super Regional. By the way, yesterday Monday when we had Ella McDowell, she said, we're going to hit until our hands bleed. That's for damn sure. I don't remember her saying, did she say that for that's for damn sure?
She did.
Do we have that clip?
I don't have it in the system.
Why don't you grab it off of Twitter or whatever, and let's hear that. Because somebody said, why didn't you, how bad you didn't respond to that? I guess I was thinking, I heard it, and I thought, well, that's cool. But I should have said, whoa! I did not give the appropriate reaction, Roger, that you have when a girl goes, we're going to hit until our hands bleed. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either.
Justin Moore joins us now.
What are you supposed to say?
You're supposed to go, whoa! Whoa! That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
Ella McDowell. What's up, JM?
Or you're supposed to go, whoa!
Exactly.
What's up, guys?
Yeah. She was. We love her. I love her. She's a. She's great. She's a pistol.
Is she a firebrand?
She is. She's a second team All SEC. She goes, well, congrats.
What position she play?
Third base.
Okay, that's what I thought.
She said, congrats to the person who got, I don't know who it was, who got ahead of me, but I'll, second year in a row she's been second team. She was first team all defensive team, though.
There you go.
Which is interesting that she was not, maybe her hitting, I think she hit what was it, Roger, 320, 330. Had some great numbers.
Yeah, she had good.
And then we had Camden Kojal on, Justin, on Monday. And he was up to something. We didn't know. He was in his car going somewhere. Little did we know, a few hours later, he proposed to his girlfriend of 5 years on the lake bank, if you will. Yes,
He got the second base.
What'd you say, Craig?
He got the second base.
He did. And we were saying, Justin, we had told him, we said, we read his numbers to him, and he leads in every category. Singles, doubles, hits, RBIs, home runs. The only thing he doesn't lead in.
Our team?
Yeah, he leads the team. The only thing he doesn't lead in is, from a hitting standpoint, is average. He's third in average, not far off. But that's the kind of year he's having. He said, guys, he said, I don't care about stats. Because, you know, a lot of us go, you know, we don't care about stats, but we look secretly. He goes, I don't care. He said, it's my mentality. I just go out there and play hard every game, and that will take care of itself. But you got to love the way that guy is.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah,
man.
He is.
A lot of enthusiasm coming from him.
Yeah, great guy. Great leader.
Yeah, you could tell he was raised right and is a good kid.
Roger, do we have his – he's the one that Dave Van Horn asked to call us up, you know, if you will call us up. And he goes he either goes, HOGS, or goes, call him up, or goes, let's go Hogs. And, on three, one, two, three. And he does it really fast.
What do you mean, call us up?
So at the very end, you know, like the coach will go, all right, call us up before you get out of here. And so all the team comes together. I used to do it as a team captain. I'd go.
The Suey thing?
Yeah, the Suey. Okay. So they call him up, and he goes, Hogs on three. What did I say? I mean, he does it really fast. That's sort of his style. And we played that for him the other day, Roger. I don't know. It may be impossible to find that thing. But anyway, the other thing, Justin, I mentioned earlier that Kentucky canceled their midweek game this week, which they were supposed to play Wednesday, and they canceled it to get ready for our series. And I know there'd been some complaints about some of the teams canceling their midweek games because of this. You know, they said they made that they were honest. They go, hey, we got a bigger, more important series this
weekend. Well, this happens. Yeah. It's probably not reported on, but it happens every year.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
It's not only to save pitching.
You bet.
But I think it's more so to not negatively affect your RPI.
Mm. Yeah, true. That's right. Because of
seeding in the tournament.
Yeah, good.
So that's what it's all about.
Good analysis, JM.
That's why we got him. That's why we have him. Forget the number
network,
ones.
Network, buddy.
Forget the number ones. 661-103.
Hey, well, baseball's my favorite sport, Craig.
Mine too.
I keep up. This happens this time of year. Every year, but they don't normally report it, but that's what it is.
I know you don't have a lot of time to look at social media, and so we do that for you. I don't know about you, Roger and Christian. Craig, I don't know how much social media you do, but I'll tell you what's getting a ton of exposure is the Savannah Bananas. Man, they are everywhere.
The guy that started that, like, because, I mean, think about it. Like, is it South Carolina? I guess, or Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah. Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's, maybe it is. It makes sense to be Savannah, Georgia.
I don't know.
It makes sense.
It's not in Manhattan or LA.
It's a Southern thing.
Something like that. Yeah, right. And, I mean, who would have thought this would blow up to be what it was?
Not me.
What it is. I would never have thought.
Didn't we have
that.
A former guy out here who hated it, who thought it was bogus?
Somebody with this. Yeah, the guy was it Josh? Josh didn't like it.
He said it was phony or something like that. It's entertaining as all get out. Oh, and the
100,000 at
the
A&M.
And the talent that they have to do what they're doing.
They're actually really good players.
Yeah, they're collegiate players.
It gives hope to players who are great dancers.
I tell you,
it's entertaining.
It's a Savannah, Georgia. You're right.
It's the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's exactly what it is.
Perfect.
I never would have guessed it would have worked like this. I never would have guessed there'd be 100,000 people.
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't think they'd be packing football stadiums.
No. It's exactly right.
You would think, hey, if they could get 1,500 people in the stands or something. Yeah, hey, because I'll tell you this, the MLB can't.
No, that's right.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah. Nope. And I think Kate told me, sent me a text when we brought this up a year or two ago, that your kids love it. At least South loves the Savannah Bonanza.
Kids all the kids do.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. They're moving and grooving.
And yeah, they go, hey, by the way, we're going to do an hour pregame deal outside the stadium. I don't know, nobody's going to be there for that. I got 40,000 people there.
You know, one of the umpires, the real funny one.
We had him on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's from here.
No.
He's from Arkansas.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Well,
yeah.
I know we have the broadcaster. One of the main broadcasters is from Arkansas.
Yeah, he's right about one of the umps.
I'm talking about the umpire. Yeah, because I met him at one of my kids' tournaments.
Well, I think he's the dance one, right? He dances.
I think so.
I think we had him on the show. Maybe that's why we had him on the show. He's got an Arkansas connection.
You know, yeah, because we got that connection.
Yeah, he's from here.
Dude in Morrillton. Greg
Gravely.
The Gravely sales guy.
So they got two. The two of their top guys are from Arkansas.
Yeah, well, we boomers. From Valonia.
Right. Yeah, he's the broadcaster.
Josh hated that guy, too. He was the Baylor guy.
Yeah, what was his name?
I should know.
It's Harlem Globetrotters.
But we boomers are not surprised. I mean, the San Diego Chicken would pack the old Ray Winter Field. Thousands would show up for the San Diego Chicken. Now, granted, it wasn't anything like the Savannah Bananas who during a game.
Yeah.
But
it's the premise of having fun. I tell you, talking about how tough it is, I saw a catch the other day where the left fielder's coming in. It's a line drive. Yeah. He jumps, catches, and does a backflip.
Yeah.
Or either front flip or back flip. I can't remember how he did it. Yeah, he catches the ball and then front flips.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you can say what you want to.
I
couldn't agree more. I mean, it's hard enough to just
catch it. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, but they do the cartwheel, back flip, triple saltow, whatever it's.
Yes.
And catch it. I mean, it's crazy.
Someone says here, Baz, the Savannah Bananas founders from Arkansas. I don't think that's true. I think we'd have known that if that was the case. I could be wrong.
Drake Toll is the
he's the broadcaster.
He's the Bologna kid.
Yeah, come a long way.
Come a long way.
Someone said from the 501, the NCAA before Kentucky dropped today's game, released a statement strongly urging not to cancel games that are not due to weather. I thought the NCAA had come out. They didn't want to see this happening.
Yeah, I think they kind of shun it, they can't do anything about it.
Justin,
I
mean, you'll be so excited to know that one of your favorite singers and entertainers is celebrating his 76th birthday today.
Oh great.
Stevie Wonder. Justin is not a fan of the singing talent of one Stevie Wonder, so he gets to hear him.
What?
Yes.
Justin.
I think his voice is like a runaway train he can never catch up to.
Well, that's a pro singer telling you that, but I wouldn't understand that. But Roger,
you just weren't around in 1963 when he
did Fingertips. That's not it. I have a lot of my influences are from that era. Yeah. He's just not one of them.
Well, he was a game changer.
He's just not a great singer.
One of the things we're looking forward to a little bit later, in addition to having...
That's just my opinion.
That's Trent. All right.
In addition to having Ryan Silverfield here at 8:05 today, I didn't even get a chance to tell you Silverfield's going to be on with us at 8:05 today.
Oh, cool.
Is that Joe Nichols, we're going to play that clip of you and Joe singing that George Jones cover that you did at the Tribute. It's a great cover. And then we're going to find. We're finally going to find out where Hey Jude came from. How did Hey Jude become?
Oh.
We've got a reporter who used to play in the band who's done some research. Wait till you find out how this happened. I'm not shocked. I'm shocked that it still remains.
I doubt if it came from Savannah Bananas.
It did not.
I don't think they danced to that song.
Yes. What's that, Justin?
Christian with us today?
Yes, he is. He's with us.
So, Christian, where am I playing near your hometown or in your hometown?
You're playing
Desert.
In our hometown.
He's playing in Desart.
Yeah. And when is that?
November something.
That's back during football season. I would be there. It's a Friday night, I think. Yeah.
All right. Well, here's how much I respect Christian and love him. Just like with Raj at the arena, we will do a Stevie Wonder song.
Whoa! That's what I'm talking about.
If you would like to, Christian. You don't have to.
May take your offer up.
Well, and two, Roger, we've challenged him. Says, Christian, can you do a Stevie Wonder cover before the show is over with? All right, Roger, take us a break. We'll be back in just a minute. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number.
Still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am. The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the NBA Draft Combine, Billy Richmond's measurables were released as he came in at about 6'6 without shoes and 6'8 wingspan. He recorded a 41-inch vertical as well. Trenton Brazil came in at 6'9 and a half with a nearly 7'4 wingspan and a 9'1 standing reach, good for 12th in the class. He also recorded a 41 and a half inch vertical. That's tied for 5th best in the class. Darius Acuff came in first in the 3/4 court sprint out of all players while also doing well in shooting drills. Scrimmages at the Combine start today. Acuff and Malik Thomas will not be participating in those. Brazil and Richmond will. Coverage can be seen on ESPN2 at 1. And the Arkansas Travelers lost Game 1 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 9-4 yesterday. Radio coverage for Game 2 can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. First pitch is set for 7:05. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly sunny and warm Wednesday. A high of 83 in Little Rock with a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear tonight, a little cool. We'll drop down to 53. Still a warm day, but not as warm tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 80. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
It's almost that time of year, time for the Brandon Burlesworth football camps. And you've got three great camps to choose from. Thursday, May 28th in Farmington, Friday, May 29th in Harrison, and Saturday, May 30th in Little Rock. Students ages 7 to 15 will get hands-on instruction from former and current Razorbacks who know what it takes to play the game the right way. Spots fill fast, so register today at BrandonBurlesworth.org. That's BrandonBurlesworth.org.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my iron wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit DrPetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're proud to announce that Whistling Bungholes are now on sale at Torpedo Joe's.
That's it, Doug.
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out on the field, it's going to say, yeah. Tex-ass.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Ree.
LaShonda Ree, get on out here. Come on now. My door is...
is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Oh, exciting times, gentlemen. Exciting times. Kids are voting on their favorite children's book in Arkansas public schools. Over 40,000 children will vote on their favorite children's book of the year among 12 nominees. We're going to know the winner in about a week.
According to the Oakland Sports app, powered by FanDuel, who is the clubhouse leader there? Who's the favorite, Craig? Do we know?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Craig, you got a chance to MC the big Boys and Girls Club event honoring Ryan Silverfield as the leader
as
the
citizen
year.
Of the year.
Yeah, he's been here a month, and he's already...
And I hated him, too. I told him, I said up front, I hated you for 3 hours last fall, 3.5 hours when your team beat us.
Yeah.
I also hated Calipari, who was the year before.
Yes.
So if you want to be citizen of the year, you have to be hated.
D-Mac was there, too. How cool.
Oh,
yeah.
He was magnificent.
And D-Mac, great.
Oh, he's direct. And he comes up to me, and he says right before we begin, he goes, hey, I'm going to be entirely different from the man you interviewed back in 2006. And I went, okay.
Wow.
And
wow.
He is. I mean, he's verbal and...
Yeah, he is. He's much more comfortable in his role. I was watching some video the other day of highlights of Felix Jones and just how good Felix Jones was. You know, Felix Jones, I think, may still have the record for highest yardage per carry in the history of college football. I think he was averaging...
That is crazy.
Yeah, he's averaging like 7.5 yards
in
a carry.
Did you say the history of Arkansas or college
football?
No,
college football. I think he's right up there at the top, if not the top.
Wow.
Yeah,
That was the most elaborate time. Golly.
You know what's crazy is in today's time, I mean, I hate to say it, but it more than likely, if you had those three guys in your backfield,
I know.
Hillis, McFadden, and Felix, two of them would be transferring out
maybe so
immediately.
Yeah, it could be true
because if it had not been for, in particular, Felix Jones, if it had not been for D-Mac, I mean, he would have been lauded
as
one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
and the other thing he did that was so good, he was such a great returner.
Yeah,
a kick returner.
Yeah, it was in you know, he didn't have the pro career. I think he got to Dallas, and remember, Roger got a little heavy. He put a little weight on, and he
he's smaller.
Yeah,
he's what?
I thought did he not play 7 or 8 years?
He might have played that long.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
And what'd you say, Roger?
I thought he was short. What was his height?
Yeah, he was not a big guy, but he was fast. I think people were deceived by his speed. You watched the film with him at McFadden. He would run away from people. He was so fast. He just didn't look like he didn't look like McFadden. He wasn't 6'2" and 220, but man, he could fly. And you're right, having that backfield and Peyton Hillis too. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Yeah, it was lethal. You know,
I mean, Hillis was on the cover of Madden, for God's sakes.
I know.
Crazy.
Well, I found an old Sports Illustrated that had McFadden on the cover, and I brought it to the dinner luncheon last week. And we auctioned it off, and Darren autographed it right there on the spot to the person who was the top bidder. It was a magical moment.
Yeah.
Golly. And he was called by Sports Illustrated the best running back in America. You're looking at him.
Well, he was at the time. You get to me, two guys. I mean, again, Felix Jones was, at that time, I know it was the number one in the history of college football at that time. It may have been broken by now. But you had him, and then you had McFadden, who was a runner-up to the Heisman 2 years in a row, and it was lethal. And then a guy who played, who was, Hillis in that 1 year, I thought 1 year he had 1,000 yards rushing for Cleveland. I think so. It was a special time.
That was us.
That was the year.
Man,
go ahead, Craig.
I was just going to say that was us.
Yeah.
We were that electric
time. I know. Justin, I was telling the guys that I did an interview yesterday with a Birmingham station or a Tuscaloosa station, and it's just like they look at us as like, It's just they're 16th
bargain basement.
Yeah, two and ten, three out of the last.
They look at us like we're Vanderbilt.
Exactly. It's just they don't. Sorry.
Not mistaken. I mean.
Well, baseball and basketball certainly that's a different case. Now, Trey Schaap just texted us and said that Arkansas State isn't playing a midweek game this week against UAPB. And this was just put out yesterday. It said, due to unplayable field conditions in Pine Bluff, the Arkansas State May's 12 game at UAPB has been canceled and will not be made up.
Yeah, Pine Bluff is not in, like, bad shape as far as the...
Yeah, and I'll tell you, UAPB is a team, too, that's in their division that will have a chance to, you know...
Make the tournament.
Yeah. Again, and Arkansas State does, too, all of them. They're all playing smart, you know. And that's why I guess they're having to say... I think the field's a little messed up, or I guess that's the one thing.
Yeah, well, but when's the last time it rained? A week ago? A week and a half ago? Sure, what else would have messed your field up?
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Today, we mentioned it's National Receptionist Day. Huh. If you have a receptionist out there you want us to give a shout-out to, we have Dana that's downstairs. And Dana,
we call Dana when she gets here.
And Dana does a lot more than just answer phones.
Well,
and
that's disappearing.
Yeah, it is. No, we talked about that, Craig. You go to Channel 7, you go to Channel 11, you go to different places.
They don't have it.
And I think it's cool to have a face to your, you know, when you walk into the front porch, if you will,
Dana's
to your business.
Real good. I have Dana's asked great. Her for years. I don't want to tell off on her or anything like that, but she's been very kind. I've asked her to not send any calls that people call about me to Terry, Gemma, or Acree.
Yeah, that's the best agreement.
So don't even try. Hey, here's the thing, just to let you know. Now, Chuck Weatherspoon, who played for the Cougars back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, he had 8.2 yards per carry in a season. Now, I say that to say, that was 87.
Now,
87 to 90. 87 to 90, says Chuck Weatherspoon. I'm just giving you numbers. Felix Jones, when he played, he had 7.7. Huh. Now, until one, two, three other players... came around, he was number two on that list.
Where did Weatherspoon play?
I'm just saying, rushing yards per attempt, career leaders in record.
Yeah, where did Weatherspoon play?
Houston.
Okay. That might be the case. I thought you said Arkansas. Yeah, that might be the case. It's close.
Sure, I'm just saying, no, between that and that.
Was it a single season?
8.2. It was 8.2 yards. Now, what I'm saying is that he held it, and then 7.7 for Felix. And I'm just looking at
what he had it popped up. Yeah, so still, regardless, it's still, again,
I'm not saying it's not.
It's 7 yards.
And until for another almost 10 years, Felix held that until the 2014s and 15s.
Yeah, it's still, if you think about it, the when you think of your... Every time you touched the ball.
He got five yards.
Seven. Yeah.
Well, I know.
Yeah, easy.
I'm just saying. Yeah. If you give him a ball twice in a series, you would imagine
almost picked up a first down every time we carried the ball. Also, today is National Third Shift Day or Graveyard Shift Day or Overnight Workers Day. Craig O'Neill, have you ever worked the graveyard shift?
Well, I did the for
radio
4 years in a row. I did the MDA telethon.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Which goes 24 hours. Does that count?
No, that doesn't count.
Okay. No. You got an asterisk by it. Yes. It'll count that way. Yes, Gregory.
Just sleep deprived.
Yes, he was.
Before you became a superstar country music artist, did you ever work a graveyard shift?
First of all, I'm not a superstar.
Well, in our book, you are.
That's not true.
Thank you. No, I didn't.
You work the graveyard shift now. Your job.
I'm not far from it now with that particular gig of mine, but it's not exactly.
When you do I got to know, when you do a concert, what time do you hit the bed after that night? What's the average time?
If I'm headlining, I usually come off stage at like 11. If I'm opening for somebody, I come off stage at like 10, and then I go back with them to do the encore or whatever. So,
and aren't
11.
You just charged?
you're juiced up too.
Yeah. Your adrenaline is such that there's just no possible way to lay down. Like, come in, change clothes, and be like, "All right, going to bed. See you guys."
Yeah, no.
So normally it's like 2, 3 in the morning.
It's,
like
it's,
I yeah, like for tough. Example, like I eat. I eat breakfast, Craig, at like noon. Okay, that's our little dog, so I don't know what she's barking at.
It's okay.
And then the dog's
wondering why you're up.
Yeah, and then I eat my second meal at like 5:30.
Wow.
And then I eat again at like 1 a.m.
Oh, my.
And then, like I don't know, a couple hours later, go to bed.
Wow.
But then I'll sleep, you know, unless I got to get up and do the radio. I'll sleep until... Nola, stop.
We got to get that.
I don't know. I'll sleep till like 11, you know, or whatever.
How
just
can
try
you
to get
sleep
8 hours.
Dog
in.
Going like
Chris,
that.
Chris, you marked the tape there.
Well, I don't take her.
We've had Terry Bradshaw with his birds. Now we got Justin with his dog, new dog. That's his new puppy.
If you think
I have
about
no
it,
idea what she's barking at.
Something's going on.
If you think about it, some people don't start their day as a 609er, but end their day.
That's a great, that's a great point. We appreciate them. We appreciate them so much. Justin, by the way, too, we hadn't had you on since got our ratings in, and we're number one. We haven't been number one in a while.
Awesome.
Yeah, so
it's been a minute. Yeah,
We've always been good.
It's got to be Christian.
We're always sixes. That's right. We're always second and third, Craig. We're always, and it's tough to beat the music stations. It's almost impossible.
He knows.
That's what I'm saying, Craig.
What's the difference?
I sucked up to Tommy and Bob Robbins for 15 years.
Yes, Christian does. He gets 2 months of the three. So yeah, we do.
Look who's still standing.
Yeah. Oh well,
Mr. Clean Ice. Mr. Clean. Mr. Listen.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, Broadway.
Joe's still doing it.
So
which
I
is
was
crazy.
Number four.
By the
it's
way,
great to be point. Number one again.
You know, forget everything I said.
What does Wednesday look like?
Speaking of yards per carry, our buddy Coach Matt Underwood at Harding made the point that Braden Jay set the all-time record in any college level. He's from Cabot, played for Harding. 12 yards per carry.
Ooh, wow.
12 yards per carry. I know it's ridiculous.
He's getting it done.
Yeah, they couldn't stop him. They couldn't stop him. So, yeah, that nobody will ever break that record.
Atomic Hog says he remembers Witherspoon with Houston. He played when Jack Pardee, boy, and John Jenkins.
Yeah, that was a
I recognize that
Jenkins
name.
Was there.
That's
you
spread
know
offense, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, you know, again, the greatness of Felix. You know, that backfield, we'll never top that backfield again. Two-time Heisman runner-up, and Felix, who was 7 yards a carry, and then Peyton Hillis. Are you kidding
it
me?
It should have been a closest, Heisman winner.
I know.
The closest we got to that, and it wasn't relatively close, was probably Alex Collins and Jonathan Williams.
Yeah, those were
very good backs.
Yeah, but that
it wasn't close to D-Mac
right,
and Felix.
Right. Man,
I just remember 2007 Citrus Bowl. Darren got caught from behind, and you thought Darren was about to score.
Yeah.
They never caught Felix.
No.
They never caught him.
That's when D-Mac had a toe injury.
Yeah, right? they very rarely ever caught him.
Who was the coach of the team that we were playing?
Bielema.
Yeah.
Bielema.
Yep.
Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, don't go away. It's 7:48. Head Hog, Ryan Silverfield coming up at the top of the hour, and we find out the scoop on Hey Jude, finally. Don't go away.
Rates are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their Summer Special, but historically low?
That's right, baby bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Spring is here. Summer's right around the corner. It's get right time, y'all. You want to make the best of your summer and feel great doing it? Get them energy levels up right now. Get your mood in check and ramp up your sex drive. Do it now at Low T Center. Low T Center is the OG, y'all, the pioneer of the TRT game, and they've helped countless of men across the United States get their lives back. As I said, Low T Center is the OG of the TRT game. Part of that is the fact that they have the highest quality testosterone on the market. Pharmaceutical grade, never compounded. It's what we're talking about. With Low T Center, you know exactly what's going in your body. All providers are board certified and experts in their field. They know the right questions to ask, the right things to look for in your charts, and the right test to run to keep your TRT smooth and manage the side effects. Thinking of starting some Somorlin, PT-141, NAD+, GLP-1s, or other peptide therapies? Low T Center has a variety to offer you to help with healing, muscle tone, recovery, sleep, weight loss, and even hair and skin quality. Head to lowtcenter.com. That's lowtcenter.com and book your TRT appointment today.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow. Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
Tune in each week to Out of Bounds to hear from Lone Oak Steel Eaves. Omaha is the goal, and we're looking for a great season. Steel Eaves is brought to you by Stephen Elmore with Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Stephen Elmore or give him a call at 501-537-0959.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
But then I'll sleep, you know, unless I got to get up and do the radio, I'll sleep until... Nola, stop.
That's
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. His birthday is today, Justin. He's 33. Same birthday. Your two favorites, Morgan Nolan and Stevie Wonder.
The only Morgan Wallen song I don't mind.
Of all the ones on the list, that was the one that after
a
few seconds, I thought, well, that's all. It could be his least favorite. I don't know.
We've got Justin Moore saying the dog to be quiet, and Terry Bradshaw telling his parrots to be quiet.
Let's hear that again real quick.
Is that what they are, parrots?
Yep.
But then I'll sleep, you know, unless I got to get up and do the radio. I'll sleep until... Nola, stop.
Nola's first appearance on Morning Mayhem.
And didn't stop either when
Very
he told
true.
Him to stop.
I love...
She does. She listens about like my wife.
That's his new buddy. Nola's his new buddy. It's just the Greg Hatcher model.
She is, but she just took a nifty little dump in my office.
Okay.
Which is just awesome.
All right. You know,
she's like 10 weeks old, so I give her
I hope that's not like your wife.
During the...
No, she does the same thing out of spite.
During the break, Roger, you walked out, and Craig was talking about numbers and demographics and how, you know, our key demo is 25 to 54. And of course, you know, Craig, when you were in the business, you know, you guys cared about the 12 plus. We don't care about 12
plus. Well,
kids.
In the top 40 you did.
Top 40 you did. That's what I'm saying. But then Craig started talking about him competing against Bob Robbins and Tommy. You talk about some
and
great
Broadway.
You talk
and
about,
Broadway Joe.
You talk about some great and Broadway Joe.
You know the funny thing about you saying that about the different demos, like could you guys or I don't know, it might be interesting for you to guess what it is, like what's the most important, I guess. Is that what you just
for
saying?
For us,
it's
or
what
for
you're
you?
Aiming for.
Yeah, for us. Yeah. What about
okay, so what do you think would be the most important for like country music, for example?
Well, I guess you go 18 to 49, or maybe 12 to 49, 18 to 49, 12 to 49, men or women. I don't know which would be more important.
Oh, and when I was in radio, it was always men. 18 to 49 men in country music, but not anymore.
Yeah, what is country music's women.
Is it women now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting how, and listen, we have a lot of women listeners. We don't have women listeners that some stations, like Top 40, has. And that's okay. We love our ladies. We love our ladies on Morning
Mayhem. It's the women that will tell me they listen, they've heard me on the bus.
Yeah.
More than the men.
One of the things, too, Justin, for our kind of format, our talk format, and ours, even though we're a sports station, obviously we're an entertainment show, we do more than that, is time spent listening, TSL. Is that we perform well, that a lot of our listeners will listen throughout the whole time and, or, you know, while they're at work or whatever. And again, not easy to compete because you don't want Justin Moore singing on the other channel, Roger. I mean, I got to get over there to hear him singing. Yeah. Got the chicks over there. But anyway, we're very grateful.
I'm trying to bring them over here.
We are. We like that. But we're very grateful. Craig, listen.
I've never had much influence on any woman, though.
and Greg, thank you. Craig, thank you. You're part of our rating, so Craig, we appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a faithful advertiser when I was in radio who told me that, Craig, you played a song that I didn't really like, so I turned over to Tommy. And he was trapped. This
interesting
advertiser was driving to Memphis, and he said, "We started listening to you. You played a song I didn't like, so I turned over to Tommy. We listened to him for an hour and a half."
Yeah.
When you get to time spent listening, Tommy owned the ballpark.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
and you all do too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do think, this format. Of course, I love the fact that we only got a minute, but you told the story how you were busting your rear end to try to compete against Bob Robinson. Bob would get on there. What would he do, Greg?
Oh, he'd go. JM, I would be doing skits and telephone calls and recording sound effects and all this stuff, and Bob be over there going, "Hey, darling, happy birthday."
Happy birthday.
He would kill.
That's it.
He would kill.
Yeah, that's it. And he said, "Thank you for your award. You buy another award for me." The Country Music Association.
You and Tommy do as well. But he had a great voice, also.
He did. It was very intimate. He would get right on that microphone.
Let me tell you, those three guys are all Hall of Fame guys. And Broadway Joe, too.
They were all huge at the same time.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame.
Really cool for a market like Little Rock.
Exactly.
Right.
The Hall of Fame is Little Rock in Central Arkansas.
How about that? I know.
That it can support four radio personalities with a great lifestyle.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, and I'm going to tell you, Craig, obviously, you're Hall of Fame. This guy right here to my left. There's not a more talented guy in America than Roger Scott.
Stop
I'm gonna tell you, it
listen,
is.
Listen, Bobby
Bowes, bring him. Anybody your talent from your show.
That's
you ain't gonna top Roger.
Stop
You're not topping
it.
Roger
stop
Scott.
Bobby Bowes, I could kick your ass.
Whoa! How about that? And then you throw in Justin Moore and Christian Weaver. Oh my gosh! Craig, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate that.
Everybody, listen. Everybody, take your shirt off, Baz. We'll get all the chicks over here. Do it.
All right, Ryan Silver.
I'll send him the picture you send me.
Ryan Silverfield is coming up next.
Tell him I said hi.
Yeah, your buddy Craig. That's right. And also, too, we find out about Hey Jude finally at 8:30. So don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Have a great week, Craig.
You too.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters.